It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to the Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's Bailey at the 15 and 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Have you had any water today?
There's water in my lemonade.
There you go. So I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Mark Lloyd Show. And remember, last week we said we would be in Las Vegas coming to you, and yes, we are. We are living up to our end of the promise. At least I am. Seminole Bill and Terminus Eric didn't make the trip, but they are back in Florida. Guys, how are you doing?
We're doing good.
Can't complain. Just missing the action, I guess.
Yeah, yes, you are definitely missing the action. There's nothing quite like Las Vegas for the Super Bowl, as I've told you before. But you know what? What's great about being here and broadcasting from here, and we are, our technical hookup is good. It's not great. So everybody just bear with us on the sound quality. Might not be like it normally is on the Mark Lloyd Show. Agree, guys?
Yes, a little bit off. But, you know, being that you're in Vegas, it kind of makes up for it.
You're absolutely right. But what's so great about being out here and being able to broadcast from here? First of all, in my radio career, I always wanted to. It's one of the reasons that I got into sports talk, because it was back in 93. So I was in college at the time, and it was one of the first years that I came out to Las Vegas. And I went down to the Bally's, and there was a sports talk show going on. And I'm watching, and I'm like, well, isn't this just the coolest thing on earth? These guys are on the radio talking sports. Man, I would like to do that. So that kind of set everything in motion. So I've always wanted to. But after all this time, I never have. And now I finally get my chance with you guys. So I'm pumped up and ready to go. You guys?
We're ready, man.
I'm ready.
It's Super Bowl weekend. All kinds of great storylines that continue to play out throughout the week. From Marshawn Lynch saying, I'm only here because I don't want to get fined, which was 29 times on Media Day. And remember, folks, this is our first chance to talk about some of the stories that might be a day or two old. So there's lots of fun storylines that are going on with the Super Bowl. The game is very interesting. It's a really, really interesting football game for everybody, whether you're a diehard NFL fan or just a casual fan. And the reason I mention, you know, obviously they don't do it on purpose, but Seminole Bill, this is what I get. This is how the NFL, it's almost like stuff just falls into their lap sometimes. As bad as the Deflategate is, right?
Yes.
As bad as Marshawn Lynch and that gets played, the bottom line is it just continues to pull more and more of the casual viewers and fans out there. Not that they need any help for the Super Bowl, which will have about 120 million people. But I think now it pulls even more people in because they've heard about Deflategate on all three major networks throughout the week. And then the Marshawn Lynch at Media Day showing up, not wanting to get fined $500,000, which is what he would have got fined. But for him to keep on saying the same thing over and over again, which provokes conversations of people that normally might not follow the NFL or pay attention too close to the game. I just think they just continue to pull more and more people in. Do you agree?
Totally agree. I mean, the little nuances of the game are always fun. And, you know, like you said last week, you've got people that go out to Vegas to make bets on everything from how long the national anthem will take to the real point spread.
Yeah, and there's even more. Are you ready for this? In front of me, this is no lie, I have the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook betting pages, or whatever you want to call it. It is 690 different bets that you can do on this game.
Good grief.
690 different wagers. Is that incredible?
Can you bet how many wagers there are on the game?
Now, you know what? You might be able to. Very good.
691.
Can you bet? I wonder if there's an over-under, or can you bet on how much money is going to be bet on the Super Bowl? Why not, right?
Yeah, why not? It's got to be out there somewhere. It's probably in that book.
Yeah, it probably is. We haven't got through it all yet, but we've been my brothers and I and the rest of the gang that's out there, we've been scouring the pages trying to find, you know, the best one. And here's what I love. Is when we're going through the different bets, Seminole Bill, and what's great, and I bet you a lot of people out there can relate to this. I love when one of us at one point in time always says, that's the lock, that's the best bet. And I'm thinking, if you really take a step back, and in reality, there's no such thing as a best bet, is there? No. That's why it's the best.
Right.
You know, that's definitely going to happen. And I'm going, that's definitely going to happen. So we should just bet the house on it, right?
Right. So,
and then once you start doing that, then it's like, well, I don't know about that.
No, don't bet the house. You know, everybody's kind of wondering now. I mean, you know, you got out there. You guys, what, y'all flew out of out on a Wednesday night, correct?
Wednesday night.
You guys got out there, and what was some of? I mean, you know, I know you're the youngest of the three, correct?
Of the brothers, yes, I am.
Yes, and unless one of the other ones wants to challenge, would probably say the best looking one of the bunch, of course. The other guys.
Well, there's no doubt that. Yeah. Thank goodness, my mom gave me that. Yeah.
So
I don't have the most power, right. but I definitely got the looks.
Right. And so you know, you got two entrepreneurs and the superstar out there, and so what do you guys do when you first come off the plane? Is it like immediately head to the casino, or?
Yeah, you know what's interesting, and a lot of people that go to Vegas, everybody probably has their own little traditions and everything. We usually, it's so funny, you know, we're here for 4 or 5 days, but it's always like a rush. Get off the plane, get to the cab, get to the hotel as fast as you can, always to do what we're going to do for the next 4 or 5 days. So we always go, and we instantly just throw our bags in the room, come back down, and we eat, and then we go and play some, you know, roulette or something fun like that.
Right.
You know, so it's just, we play for a little while. I'm usually the party pooper. I got to be honest with you. I'm the one that always says, listen, I got to go upstairs. I got to go to bed, you know, because it's going to ruin me for the whole week. But I also have to say this, Seminole Bill. One of my favorite things to do is to run the strip. I love the run. Yeah. Get up early in the morning because I'm an early riser anyway. And out here, I'm a super early riser. So I get up on the strip along with my middle brother and Eric. And we take off and we run the whole strip, all the way down from where we're at, the MGM, where we're broadcasting from, all the way down to, like, the Stratosphere and back at about, I don't know, about 5:30 in the morning out here.
That's a good jaunt, man. I'm going to tell you, that when you're standing in, you know, at one end, like you said, by the MGM, because I can tell you personally, when you look from the MGM, it's so flat out there, and you look straight down, you're thinking, that's not that far to the Stratosphere. But holy
cow. Isn't that the truth?
That is a absolute jaunt.
Yeah, that's really funny you say that, because it always looks that way. When I turn around and I make the turn to start coming back, I can almost see the MGM by the way the street kind of turns, and I'm like, oh, that's not that far. And then I realize, no, you know, I've been going for 30 minutes or something.
Until you know? Pass so the fountain.
It's a solid, you know, it's a solid at a okay pace. You know, I'm not trying to set records when I'm out here. It's an okay pace, about a, you know, 50-hour run, you know, but it's great. I love it. I truly enjoy it. And so it's one of my thrills of coming out here 20 years in a row now. But, Bill, we have to get into the game a little bit. We're going to make some predictions,
right?
Okay? We're going to make some predictions on the game. I'm going to pick your brain, and all of our audience out there, and they can always hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. Send us your thoughts on maybe some prop bets that you've done in the past that you really liked. I'll read off some of the fun different wagers that you could do. But also, what's really cool, I already have the odds for next year, who's going to win the Super Bowl next year.
Oh, boy.
It hasn't even ended yet.
Yeah.
Plus, I got the latest college football championship odds. We have the college men's basketball championship odds. So we have this obviously show will have a real Las Vegas flavor to it.
Very
but
good.
It will all circle around sports. And then one other item that is coming up on Wednesday, I'm pretty sure, right, Bill? It's National Signing Day.
Yeah, boy.
And we know that is a huge day. I'm a big recruiting fan, always have been. You are too, similar, Bill. I know we hear from a lot of our fans out there in the audience that they love recruiting also. So we have so many people that are interested in recruiting stuff. And we'll knock around a few things, and then we'll look forward to signing day as well. So we have a lot of stuff to get to, and we will do all that when we come back from the Mark Lloyd Show, and we are out in Las Vegas. First time ever for me. So we're going to get to that, so much more on this Vegas edition of the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
If you have something to add to the show, it better be as interesting as Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. I'm coming to you from Las Vegas. Seminole Bill and Terminus Eric are back in Tallahassee. Thanks for hanging with us on another great Saturday sports with the Super Bowl looming right around the corner. And Seminole Bill, your team is in it. Your preseason prediction was the Seahawks to be in the Super Bowl and win.
Yes, that is correct.
Mine was to have the Patriots in the Super Bowl and win. How about that?
I know.
And that's on tape, folks, so it's not like we're making this up last week. That's on tape from back in when? Now, August?
Yeah. We got our winner. We got the winner right. We got the one we want to win right. They're both there.
Wait. So what's our personal bet?
Oh, we have. You said you were going to come up with something. That's right. You said that. That's right.
We have to come up with some kind of personal bet because I do think the Patriots are going to win, and you do think the Seahawks are going to win.
Of course.
And so the reason I like the Patriots in this football game is that there's a lot of stars in it. None bigger than Marshawn Lynch and Tom Brady. There's a few things. Brady and them, they're just masters of driving up and down the football field. And now Blount gives them a different dimension to that team. And if you noticed in the playoffs, Seattle's defense obviously is fantastic. But when it came to the Panthers, Jonathan Stewart was running the football on them. When it came to the Packers, Eddie Lacy was running the football on them. So I got a little more confidence when I saw LeGarrette Blount playing for the Patriots and now running the football effectively. And it seems like through the middle, teams have been able to run the ball on Seattle. And I think that Seattle and Blount is going to be able to run the ball some. I'm not talking about he's going to run for 150 yards on Seattle's defense. But I think he's good for about 65, 70 yards on the ground from about 17, 18 attempts, maybe 20 attempts. And with that happening, I mean, how effective do you think Tom Brady is? I mean, now the guy's in heaven. He's able to do the play action. They're going to do a bunch of formations from what I'm hearing, listening to. And you know what? When it comes to breaking down a game too, similar Bill, is sometimes, no matter how much we watch football, you really do just have to listen to the guys that have played the game, like a Jaws,
right,
from ESPN, George. You know, he starts breaking down the game, and it's just at a different level. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And so he's talking about different things that they're going to try to do, the Patriots, to offset Seattle's extremely difficult defense to score points on. Now, that's the key, to score points on. The Packers drove the ball some, but they didn't punch in the touchdowns for whatever reason. Not going for it on the one-yard line, on the half-yard line, on the one-foot-yard line. They chose to kick some field goals. You know, New England's not doing that. They're punching it in. Brady's going to quarterback sneak it. Blount's going to run it. So I think that New England's going to be able to move the ball, not score a ton of points. I'm thinking New England's going to score 27 points in this game. 27 points. And I think it will be a close football game. But Edelman will be huge because – the New England Patriots and Brady, they're so good on those third down and getting the ball away quickly. They're really good at getting first down and driving down the field. I think they had 29 against the Ravens, and I think they had like 28 against the Colts. So you had two different defenses that they really showed that against. The Ravens, very good defense, right? You know, playing well, except for the secondary is a little shaky. The Colts were playing good defense too, but 29 and 28 first down, that's a lot of first downs. And by doing that, they're eating up the clock, right? And then if they're going to get down there, they need to put up the points and they need to put up touchdowns. Because if you do that, now the pressure obviously falls then on your Seattle Seahawks, Emil Bill.
Right.
So I think that's going to be the play. Do you agree or disagree on that? Do you think that's what New England's going to try to do? Quick passes to Edelman. Gronk's going to get his catches and run the ball at Blount and run it through the middle. Not around the end, but right through the middle.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to try and get some type of tempo. I mean, because – you know, let's face it, I don't think this is going to be the high-scoring type of shootout game that some Super Bowl, you know, we've had a few of those in the modern era. I think it's like you said, I think, and it's funny, you were picking 27 points for New England. I was looking for that for Seattle.
So like a 27-24, 27-21 type of game,
yeah. Exactly.
No, and you know what also is that, the over-under on the game is 48 points. So what we're thinking is right there what Vegas is thinking as well. You know, 27, 21, 24, 20, you know, so right around in that area. And also with New England, if you flip them over on the defensive side of the ball, with Revis now on that team, and it truly is amazing when you get an outstanding defensive back, what he enables the rest of your defense to do from what we've seen from the Patriots, from a Seattle Seahawks team, from other teams that have great defensive backs, from a Cardinals football team with Patrick Peterson, you know, teams that have really good, a really good defensive back. You just need one sometimes because he helps, I don't want to say shut down, but he really does help close down one side of the field pretty efficiently, which enables other guys to double team some of the other players. And when I look at Seattle's offense, I mean, who's your wide receivers? Curse, Baldwin? I mean, who's going to catch the ball? Luke Wilson? I mean, they're going to struggle with getting, you know, lots of completion. So for me, I think it all boils down to maybe, you know, obviously, in my opinion, the best guy in Seattle, and that's Marshawn Lynch. Even though I think he's a child when it comes to this whole media stuff. I think it's ridiculous. I think there's a lot of good. I don't care what anybody says. He's shy and all that. If he's so shy, he wouldn't be shooting commercials. Okay? You know?
Right.
It's part of being a professional athlete. It really is. I'm not saying you have to get up there and be a Tom Brady or a Russell Wilson. But if I'm Marshawn Lynch, and I'll get on to him on the field, but I'll go on my soapbox for a minute, is that, you know, he talks about – we know about his charity and about his foundations and his, how much he loves Oakland. And I think how much he loves his teammates, then that's what it should all be about. I mean, how hard is that, to pump up your teammates? How hard is it to talk about your charity? I mean, similar, Bill, if you were shy, thank goodness you're not, but if you were shy and you didn't want to be in front of the media all the time, but you had a foundation that was near and dear to your heart and you had thousands of people, millions of people that are listening to what you're going to say, wouldn't you feel that's a pretty good chance to expose everybody to your charity to do good for whatever your charity is?
Yeah, you know, ABC, always be closing, man. You always got to, you know, at the very least, you have a platform and everybody's listening. And especially now that he's done what he's done with the interviews, people really want to hear something tangible other than a repeated phrase or I'm not, you know, I'm just showing up here because I don't want to get fined. I mean, it is really an opportunity, like you said, shy or not shy, to say some positive things, you know, in some format that might strike, you know, back to things that he's interested in doing off the field, even if he doesn't want to talk about his performance on the field because he's too shy to talk about
that. If I'm him, what you say is if they ask you a question that's something you don't want to answer, say no comment. And then lead them back to what you want to talk about, your charity, your teammates. Lead them back to Oakland and how they need help in that city or whatever the case is.
Just a
lead them back to that.
Man.
If they ask you, hey, what do you think about that guy saying that you're not a very good running back? I just say no comment. You know, I mean, it really is. It's that easy to do. But now, enough of that, Summer Bill. Let's jump on the football field. And Marshawn Lynch, he truly is a beast. He is so much better than I thought he was from just seeing highlights sometimes on ESPN. I mean, he really is. Even from back in his Buffalo days. I mean, I knew he was an effective football player when he played for the Bills. But, I never really thought that he was as good as he is. And the reason I say that is, man, he's super strong. He has good speed, a lot faster than I think a lot of people think he is. But you know what? Tell me, think back. Who has as good a balance? Can you remember a running back, Summer Bill, that has the balance that Marshawn Lynch has? Because how many times he's getting blasted and he's just staying up on his feet and he's like a little bowling ball. He almost reminds you of that guy, or that guy reminds you of him, is the dude from Mississippi State. Remember the little bowling ball, the Robinson guy?
Yeah.
You just keep on hitting him. But can you remember a running back that had that type of balance to go along with the speed and the power? You know, I think one name comes, and I love Walter Payton, and he had the power. He's not like – he obviously doesn't look like Marshawn Lynch. He's not as big as he was. But, boy, he had great balance, and he would rather hit you than run out of bounds. Yeah. And then he had the speed, obviously, to get away. That's the only guy that really came to mind. There's
Earl
obviously
Campbell.
A bunch, but you know what?
Earl Campbell, just the way Earl used to play on people.
Good.
And he had really good balance. And, you know, he wasn't – now, he physically, he was a strong man. He wasn't – I don't think – just not trying to compare, but I don't think he may not have been as, you know, height-wise as tall as a Herschel or something like that. But he was a strong dude. You know, he could pop you and knock
you
out.
You know, that is a really good one. Earl Campbell.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for Lynch. If we're comparing him to Earl Campbell and Walter Payton, that's a good thing. And for Seattle – agree or disagree, Senator Bill. They're your Seahawks. I think that the way they win the game is just they don't do anything different. I mean, you just hand the ball off to Lynch. I think he's going to get his yards. I think he's going to go over 100 yards in the football game, and I think he's going to be the reason that Seattle keeps this game really close. That's with a caveat that says that I think the game will be really close as long as, and lots of times they do, Seattle's defense doesn't get one of those great turnovers that returns for a touchdown or something like that. They do it a lot, but I'm going to go on an assumption that they're not going to. They're not going to get that giant turnover. I think that Lynch keeps them in the game, keeps good field position, flipping the field, you know, for the Seahawks to pin Brady back, to make them work a little harder and go on those long, sustained drives. So I think that Lynch, I know it's kind of obvious, but I think he's the whole key, not even Russell Wilson. I think it's all Marshawn Lynch getting the football and leading Seattle, for your sake, to victory.
Yeah, I mean, Lynch is going to be the key ingredient because if Lynch can control the ground for Seattle, if they can, you know, keep moving the sticks, then it does open up other things and they can't just, you know, key on keeping Russell from being a big factor.
But here's my question, though. See, here's the one thing. Here's the one disadvantage. Who's catching the ball for Seattle? I mean, really, there's no dynamic playmaker on that side of the field outside of Lynch. I mean, who? I mean, I'd name Luke Wilson, Doug Baldwin, Jermaine Kearse, Ricardo Lockett.
It's a no-name group, man. It's a no-name group, kind of like the old, the Dolphins used to have
a no-name group.
It's a no-name receiver group, man.
Okay, I hear you. But it's a no-name group now going up against a good Patriots defense that has a good secondary.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
That let's take away right now Revis, part of the field. So one of those guys, whoever he covers when that guy goes out, is that nothing's going to happen. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so now you're down to somebody. Now you're down to less of these guys. And maybe the star is Luke Wilson, the tight end, you know, on a lot of check down passes from Russell Wilson. Or maybe they're not really passing the ball that much at all. They're just running with Lynch, and Wilson is doing the, you know, the different kind of read option plays and everything. All right, so that's kind of our breakdown of the game, but we have a lot more to get to. Also, I want to talk to Seminole Bill and Terminus Eric when we come back about there's a giant UFC fight. I'm not a big UFC fan. I will tell you about the one match that I have gone to out in Vegas when it came to that. But it is Spider Silva versus Nick Diaz. And during the break, I was talking to Seminole Bill and Terminus Eric, and they're saying that this is Silva's comeback. So we'll talk about that, plus all the different Super Bowl prop bets coming up right here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. You know, in football, the quarterback depends on his best offensive lineman to protect his blind side. But let me ask you a question. Who's got your back, huh? Who's protecting your identity? You hear the stories daily. Retailer after retailer having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. So how do you keep from being sacked? Well, now we have our own version of the Steel Curtain. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. And it's a beast, baby! Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring. It's real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff. Award-winning member service support and a $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, you can't afford to lose.
It's the Mark Lloyd Show coming to you from Las Vegas the day before the big game, the Super Bowl. You know, similar bill, you know what I love is how people are not allowed to say Super Bowl. I always get a kick out of that. You know, yeah, advertisements, they have to say the big game because the NFL comes after you. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
They absolutely do. I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's like, wow, man, that they're just so big. But I'm having a great time out here in Vegas. Thanks for hanging with us the day before the Super Bowl. And since I'm out here, lots of prop bets. But before we get to the different prop bets, I do want to ask you guys about I'm at the MGM. That's where we're broadcasting from. It is the big match Saturday night. There's always a giant UFC championship match on Super Bowl weekend every year. It's usually not at the MGM. It's usually at the Monte Carlo, I think, or one of them across the street. This year it's Spider Silva, and I don't know a lot about the UFC, against Nick Diaz. And we were looking at it, and I'm like, wow, you know what? I've gone to one fight before. I had free tickets, so I went. So I didn't realize how much it cost. Holy smokes. Do you know how much a ticket is to get in to see this match at the MGM Garden? You know what, like, the cheapest ticket is?
About 500?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were all talking about going, and I'm thinking, yeah, all right, I'd spend $75 on a ticket. What the heck?
You'll sit in the next room with a TV.
No doubt about it. $400 to $500 for the cheapest ticket to go see this match. But needless to say, we will not be seeing it, but we will be wagering on it.
I bet.
That's what we do when we're out here. Does anybody know anything about Silva and Diaz? Like, who should I take? Should we bet on?
This is going to be interesting because I do follow this a little bit. And Spider, I mean, you know, Anderson Silva, you know, for a long time was just the beast of the whole octagon, man. You know, no one could touch him. And
he's the best, right? Isn't he supposed to be the best?
He is definitely one of the best. He lost, a fight before he went out, and just by pretty much playing around, you know, horsing around and not taking the guy serious. The guy, you know, knocked him down, knocked him out. And
he did.
Yeah, he lost
the fight.
Yeah, he's lost. He's lost in the UFC. He had not lost until his second to last fight before this break, and he got tagged playing around as he sometimes does. He's kind of like the Seminole defense. He gets bored and plays around a little bit and just got really caught. I mean, the flat out caught, you know, and then he was coming back on this.
Was it two Diaz?
That was a rematch fight.
This is a rematch? This Silva versus Diaz is a rematch? Do you know?
Yeah, that's correct. He broke his leg in his last fight. He snapped it. He went to throw one of his, you know, powerful kicks, and when he did, it was like the guy came up with his leg and basically blocked his kick, and it was almost like you hit board on board.
I know what you mean, if you hit in your own arm,
man,
just snaps and it's flying in the wind.
It just dang, it was really nasty. And
okay, so who do we take then?
Wow.
I don't know what the odds are, but if I had just to bet one of them, I could tell the rest of the fellas here. Who do we take, Silva or Diaz?
This is going to be tough because, you know, I, back in the day, I would have gone with Anderson, even on the original rematch. I would have gone to Anderson because I just thought maybe he was not, you know, fully focused the first time. But right now, I mean, Diaz has an opportunity to probably lock this down.
So you're saying let's take Diaz, and I'm sure he's getting odds.
Yeah.
So let's bet on the underdog.
Yeah, I think you would. I mean, Anderson's going to be very determined to come back and prove everybody wrong.
Yeah, I was going
to
say he's probably got his mind right this time around.
He's focused. You just wonder what happens after being such a, you know, top dog, and then, you know, what happened the way he went out. You know, what happened to Manny Pacquiao when he got knocked down. But, you know, to Manny's credit, he got up and started, you know, he's back in there fighting again. But
right, that's a good point. Okay, but you guys aren't helping me at all.
Now, I really, honestly, this is a toss-up, dude. It really is.
That's a hard one for me.
Well, we're going to play it, so just let me go on what you guys say so I don't have to take the blame. I'll just say that Seminole Bill and Terminus Eric said to take who? Diaz or Silva? We got to get on to the process.
What do you want? What do you want there, Terminus?
I mean, I'm just going to tell you like this. Anderson Silva is 39. He broke his leg on that last fight, and I know he's going to be determined to try to get it back, but I got to go with the underdog on this one.
I don't know.
We're going to go
underdog.
With Diaz.
I think Diaz is the young, hungry fighter right now, and he's going to keep it.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go with Diaz. Excellent. Okay. Guys, you ready for some? I'm going to reel off some of the fun, different Super Bowl prop bets that you could do when you're out here. Okay?
Go for
it. Some of the different ones. There's some standard ones that's always here, and I'll ask you real quick. You know, will Tom Brady throw for more or less than 262 yards?
Tom Brady, I think he'll throw just under 300. I think he'll be more than what that is.
Yeah. So he'll throw more. Okay, yeah. So the over. Will Russell Wilson complete more or less of 17.5 completions? Will he have more completions or less?
I'll still go with the over on that.
You'll go with the over on that? Okay. Will Gronkowski have 80 yards or more receiving yards?
Gronkowski will have he'll have a good day for the Pats. He'll be Brady's go-to guy. Yes, he will.
Okay, so he'll have more. So what you would agree that – and the prop bet for Gronkowski is 5.5 receptions. Will he have 6 receptions in this football game?
Yes.
6?
Yes.
Okay. What about Edelman? I like Edelman getting lots of catches. 6.5. So what you think Edelman will catch the ball 7 times?
Yeah, I think so. If he's going to throw for – yeah. Yeah, 7.
Okay. Now, here's my favorite one so far. Do you think Marshawn Lynch will rush for more than 82 yards?
Wow, that's a toughie.
I know I'm putting you on the spot.
I think, folks,
this is similar to Bill just hearing these for the first time. Yeah. So he's just like you out there listening. So he didn't have a chance to look up any stats and averages and all that stuff. So I'm hitting him with them out of the
board. I think so, Mark, because I think that's how they're going to have to – that's how they're going to have to attack New England. They're going to have to be able to run the ball with Marshawn to have success because, like you said – you don't have the superstar breakaway receiver. You've got to get your running game going. So yeah, I think he is going to run. He'd probably run around maybe 95 to 100 yards. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like that. How about this one? This is a fun one. Everybody out there, and you can send us your prop bets in, or maybe ones that you've won in the past at Mark Lloyd Show via Twitter, or go to Mark Lloyd Show on Facebook or MarkLloydShow.com. Visit the website. How about this one? The total combined yardage of all touchdowns scored in the game will be more than 78 or less than 78 yards. Oh, so out of God. All the touchdowns, both teams combined. Isn't that great?
That's a tough bet. That would take you a while because, you know, are you getting running TDs? Because, you know, you
everything.
Get, you
anything.
Need the ball down
any
there.
Touchdown.
You're right.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
any touch, but you're right. It
that's
could
what
be,
you got to consider.
You know, if, I was going to say if somebody returns an interception 50
yeah,
yards, that counts.
Right. That's right. Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a different
wow,
one.
Oh, man. I would say no. I would go just below that.
Okay. All right. Just below that. Okay. What about here's where they get really fun and creative is they start, guys, get ready for this. They start combining sports players against the Super Bowl. So here's one. Jeremy Lin of the Lakers.
Yep.
Against how many points is he going to score in his game when they play the Knicks against the Seattle Seahawks first half points? Who will have more?
Against this against the Seahawks first.
So who will have more? Who will have more points in the game? Jeremy Lin for the Lakers against the Knicks or the Seattle Seahawks their first half points?
Oh, that's a good one.
Isn't that fun?
I can see why they're doing that because Lin's going back against his old team.
Yeah. Here's another one. So there's wow. that one. Who do you think? You think Lin?
Oh, I'm going to take the Seahawks.
you're going to take Seattle. Okay, there you go. Let me try to think. Is there any ones with, like, any Florida team? Okay. The Miami Heat play the Boston Celtics against Russell Wilson. Who will have more? The Heat Celtics points combined in the game or Russell Wilson passing yards?
Oh, passing yards?
Yeah, his total passing yards.
Oh, Wilson, yeah.
Okay, there you go. So that's the NBA. The NBA is all over. I could go on for another 20 minutes on different NBA picks.
Wow.
Let's move on. They have everything, guys. How about they have college basketball. Florida State playing the Miami Hurricanes. They have the Hurricanes total points in the game against Marshawn Lynch rushing yards. Who will have more?
Golly, man.
I have no idea.
I think that's going to be Lynch.
Yeah, we do too. We like Lynch in that too.
Yeah.
So now we have college basketball, right? I just did the NBA. I did your college basketball. There's a bunch of other college basketball ones too, but for the sake of time, I want to move along. And how about golf? The Dubai Desert Classic is going on, and also the Waste Management Classic. And how about this? Who will have more? Rory McIlroy, his fourth-round score against Doug Baldwin's receiving yards.
Good grief.
It's mind-blowing. This is off of page 18. They have Tiger Woods' fourth-round birdies against Robert Turbin rushing attempts.
Wow. Now you got to think. I mean, you really have to think through.
But it's so much fun because the reason they that is because what they do is they keep everybody inside because then everybody wants to watch whatever bet they have. Right. The next thing you know, people are watching golf on the edge of their seat because they have money on Tiger Woods getting a birdie, possibly.
That's definitely a way to keep you involved.
What now?
Definitely a way to keep you really involved.
Oh, absolutely. And then, okay, here we go. So I just did golf now. Ready? We've done college basketball has a say in betting when it comes to the Super Bowl. College basketball. We have the NBA. We have golf. Now let's move on to Premier League soccer over in England.
All right.
So you could take Aston Villa plus Arsenal goals against Luke Wilson receptions. Who's going to have more?
You're really pushing it now, okay? You know?
Oh, absolutely. That's pushing it.
Good.
But isn't that great? Arsenal goals against Tom Brady touchdown passes. So now we're in the premiership. I'm just showing you how big and wide this is. So now we just did that. Let's move on to La Liga, which is with Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Right.
So you could bet on who's going to have more Messi goals against Gronkowski touchdowns. So now we've included that soccer league. And then also we can't forget about the NHL, and we could bet on Alexei Ovechkin. How many points will he have against Russell Wilson touchdown passes? It's out of control.
I would have to say your brothers are like kids in the proverbial candy shop. I mean, you know, this must be just driving them nuts. You know, this.
You're absolutely right. So, you know, that's part of the thing when folks, and we'll talk more on the other side of the break, but we wanted to give you a flavor of the Super Bowl in Las Vegas and why people come out here because of all those fun things. And as long as you keep it in perspective on the amounts that you're betting and just have fun, you know, with it. It truly is. It's pretty amazing to do once a year. Okay, when we come back, I have future odds for college football playoff champions. You know, who do they think is going to win next year? Also, we'll touch on recruiting for a little bit. We have a water check coming up. How about this? It's the first Seminole Bill is going to do our fitness tip.
Ooh.
This weekend. I got a great water story for you guys as well.
All
so
right.
We have, all that coming up right here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's gonna make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional event, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
And now, a man that knows everything, Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for hanging with us in our special edition. Hey, some of you would agree, it's kind of like a special edition. We're out here in Vegas, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I like it.
So, We're going over all the prop bets. Similar to Bill and Terminus, Eric advised all of us to bet thousands of dollars on Nick Diaz over Silva, so we got that going for us. Okay, so we have a water check coming up. Let's do a water check right now, then I have a great water story for you. Silly as that sounds, but I do. So water check, I'm out in Las Vegas. I'm slacking a little bit. This could be the first week, or first day, I should say, or first time we do a water check that I'm not in first place. I'm only at 50 ounces today. I lost. No. Where are you at, Somerville?
60, brother.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in second place. Terminus, Eric?
I'm at 20.
20?
20.
Okay. So I'm in the middle. No problem. But that's good. I finally lost, though. Good for you, Somerville. Way to be in first place.
It bodes well.
Okay, but what now?
That bodes well for my Super Bowl pick.
Yeah. Ooh, that hurts. Yeah, that's true. That doesn't bode well for some of my bets then. I knock on wood on that. Here's my water story, though. So, like I said, in the morning, I run the strip. So on the way back, there's this place that's usually open, but maybe I guess I was out there too early. I could go in there and I buy some bottles of water and I bring them back to the room. And they're like, you know, two for a dollar, 50 cents, a dollar a piece, like any normal water. Well, it was closed. I'm dying, though. I need water. So I go into the Starbucks inside the MGM. I'm so thirsty, I'm standing in line, that I grab one of the bottles of water. I actually looked at it, and one said Ethos and one said Fuji. And I said, I'm going to take the Fiji. I'm sorry, Fuji TV. I don't take the Fiji. I'm thinking that's probably a lot more expensive, and I it's no big deal to me. I just need some water. So I'm drinking it. I open it up, and I'm drinking it while I'm waiting in line. So I get up to the counter. I set it down. She goes, this is a 20-ounce bottle now, guys. Actually, 23 ounces. Anybody want to guess how much it costs?
Oh, my. I'm a little concerned.
I kind of set you up by asking you that.
I'm a little concerned.
There's the story.
$6.
$6? $6.49 for a bottle of water.
I was close.
Yeah, brother. Good guess.
I looked at her, and this is no lie. I instantly said, you're joking, right? You're kidding. She goes, no. And she was actually embarrassed, too. I said, $6.49 for this one bottle of water. I looked up on her board. I said, do you realize, or do they realize, that the most expensive thing here at Starbucks is the bottle of water that I'm drinking? None of your crazy coffees? There's no coffee more expensive than the bottle of water that I'm drinking.
Well, you know,
so she felt...
Is that have something to do with the water
insane.
The desert thing? I mean, you know.
I have no idea. No, because I walk out the door. If that place is open, I could have drank 10 bottles for $6.
Right.
Yeah, so $6.49. The lady felt, because I was like, wow, you know, that's ridiculous. I mean, that just is. Go to the movies, I get it, I'm there. But here, I mean, I'm just getting a bottle of water. The one lady felt so bad behind the counter because I was like, gosh, that's amazing. That's really a ripoff. She goes, hey. If you drink all your water, we have filtered water back here. Drink it, and I'll fill it back up for you. So I sat down, and I guzzled the whole bottle of water, gave it back to her, and I said, okay, good. I only paid $3.20 now for a bottle of water, so I feel a little bit better. There's my water story, guys.
Good show.
Yes, good show. Okay, similar bill, real quick. I know you follow it really closely. National Signing Day is coming up in the recruiting world. If you look at a lot of the sites, Bama's number one in most sites for the number one recruiting class. And then it's kind of like a mumble jumble between the second and third teams, and that's between Florida State and USC. And then Auburn is kind of hanging out around that area too.
Right.
And it all goes into these last few days. And similar, Bill, you know, you're recruited, but also you've known plenty of athletes and in high school and you know their dads about the whole recruiting process. For those uncommitted prospects out there, it doesn't have to be the number one guy, but anybody out there, what is that last few days of trying to decide what school to go to? What is that like? You know, the pressure of these colleges, all good at the end of the day, right? I mean, all these universities are quality universities. With all of them are really good football teams. Academic wise, I'm sure most of them are the same as well. So what is that like? Those remaining days before you sign on the dotted line.
It's very, you know, it is a lot of pressure. That's why you see sometimes these guys nowadays more earlier than before coming out way in advance and saying, I'm committing to this one, just to take the pressure off during maybe your senior year when you're trying to concentrate on getting through your requirements and all the other stuff. But when you're there at that last moment, I think it's one of, depending on the type of athlete you are in your decision making process, you're either, okay, I'm clairvoyant, I know what I'm doing, I'm set, I know what I'm going with, or man, this is the biggest decision of my life to date, and wow, you know, I've been here, I've been there, everybody loves me, at every one of the schools I go to, I'm going to be a star at every one of them. You know, it is really a lot of pressure, these days the guys really have a lot of fun with it, man. You know, it's so different now. It's more Hollywood. You would say, Mark, more Hollywood now than it is, you know, substance.
Good point.
You know, as before.
Good point.
Everybody wants to be, you know, it's that generation, man. You know,
YouTube, more followers on Twitter myself. More likes on Instagram, et cetera, right?
You know, follow me. So, you know, but it's a fun process now, and there's a lot of people that follow it religiously. I mean, you know,
it's big business.
Yes, I mean, when you start watching kids when they're coming out of middle school, you know.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And for Florida State fans, and I know you know them, the good folks over at warchant.com, Dean Williams and them, they do a great job for Florida State fans and all the rival websites out there. But we've spoken to Gene before, and you know him and everything, and they do a great job for Florida State fans to follow along on the recruiting stuff and everything like that. So it's an exciting time. I can't wait. I love National Signing Day. Don't you?
Yeah, it's really, I mean, other than the spring game, it's the biggest event, you know, during the year.
It is. And you know, when people kind of laugh once in a while recruiting, don't laugh, folks, because a 4- and a 5-star kid are, I think I saw the stat, 300%, 300 times more likely to get drafted into the first round in the NFL. So for all those people who go, well, it's not, we know it's not an exact science, but boy, you know, Javion Kalani last year, the number one draft pick, was the number one kid coming out of high school and was the number one draft pick.
Right.
Famous Jameis was the number one prospect in high school and now most likely will be the number one draft pick in the NFL. So they know what's going on.
Now,
you know,
the kids are developed.
It's a different animal now.
I want to jump in real quick. You mentioned Jadavian. I don't know if we touched on this, but my memory's lagging here, but did we talk about the switch with Sunseri, you know, heading out from FSU and the new defensive end coach coming in from
You know what? No, we were so consumed with our Vegas show here. You're absolutely right. Sunseri goes out to Oakland, and Florida State has another new coach and a really good one, and poaches them away from the Florida Gators.
Yeah, and the guy also, you mentioned Jadavian, that was at South Carolina when Jadavian was coming in and really had a hand in his success early on.
Yeah, exactly, and helped develop him to a number one draft pick. And talking about college football real quick before we get to our fitness tip by Seminole Bill, the college football championship, I have the odds in front of me right now, and Ohio State is at 4-1. They're the favorite to win it all, so back-to-back, kind of like Florida State from last year. Alabama's at 6-1. Then Michigan State, Auburn, TCU are at 10-1. And then Oregon, Florida State, Georgia, and Baylor are at 15-1. I'm trying to think of any other teams that are relevant. The Gators are at 35-1. I wish I could bet against that. I'd really like to because they have no chance. And I'm looking for any. I don't know how the mighty have fallen. Texas at 50-1. The Texas Longhorns, 50-1. Vegas gives the Gators a better chance to win the national championship than Texas. Oh, Lord.
Texas has
dropped off the face of the earth, my friend. All right, what about our fitness tip, fellas?
We've got one here from it's coming from the all-time best men's health tips, okay?
Okay.
An article, we're looking at men's health here. And this was, listen to this, this was a 2006 tip, but watch the relevance. Hard and fast is best. The quickest way to burn fat and build fitness is with the Tabata Protocol, which sounds like a Robert Lundquist novel, but is a Japanese exercise technique that involves bursts of intense activity and short rest. It works with bodyweight exercises, sprints, or exercise bikes. Less time, better body.
Great tip, Seminole Bill. I used to do that that kind of training when I was doing triathlons and everything. Okay, real quick. As we have to get out of here, our entertainment segment this week. If you haven't seen American Sniper, make sure you go see it. You will not be disappointed. The first time I've ever experienced this, though, at the end of the movie, everybody was silent. As we walked out, everybody was silent. Nobody was talking. I've never experienced that before. So go check out American Sniper. All right, guys. Seminole Bill, send me some good luck for all the prop bets that we're making out here.
You got it.
All right. Or someone to Bill and someone to Sarah. I'm Mark Lloyd. We'll talk to you next week. See you, everybody.